Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop Jack McLam coming to you from the lowlands of Indiana, not those great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We're still here in Indiana, and my goodness gracious, folks, it looks like Idaho today. We have a couple inches of snow on the roads here in Indiana, in Wadesville and Evansville. It's very beautiful and it's looking a lot like Christmas, but it's not the Rocky Mountains. It does seem kind of strange to be here. Luckily, folks, we drove down here expecting very, very harsh weather for my wife to undergo cancer treatment, and we wore our studded tires. Some of you don't even know what those are, but they have little metal studs in them. And so today, it was very helpful to be running around town. Only vehicle in all of Indiana, I'm sure, with studded tires, but they sure hold the road well. Well, folks, we have a guest on with us tonight, and we're so anxious to bring this guest up. I've wanted to have him on for some time because of what is going on in one particular area of the world conspiracy that we talk about on this program every once in a while. And do you remember we were talking about the monetary conspiracy, the takeover of the monetary system of the nations, and the political system being one political system, Republican socialist and Democratic socialist parties being, as Pat Buchanan said, the same bird with two wings of the same bird of prey, I think is the way he said it. And then, of course, the educational conspiracy. Well, tonight, again, we're going to talk about the most important of all, the one that almost all Americans have been duped by, even many of us that know about all the other conspiracies, and that is the religious conspiracy. Yes. Tonight we're going to really cause some emotions out there, but I want to tell you, folks, if we do not follow our police and military associations that we represent at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order, if we don't represent going after the truth in all areas we find it, and fraud and corruption, then we're truly not doing our job. It is difficult, however, when we find out, for me, particularly some years back, that the top level of the Baptist organization in America, the Lutheran, the Methodist, and all the other mainline denominational churches, are leading us into the world religion, the Antichrist world religion. We're going to talk about one of those religions tonight when we get back with our guest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, and we'll go right to our guest now. Let me set the stage here a moment. I've known this man for, I believe, about 15 years, and he's one of the most respected men I know in the field of those that love the truth, regardless of where the truth leads. Now, many people don't like him because he gores their personal oxen. Like me, for example, if I had met him before I understood about how devious and how evil one of my earthly gods was when I was a Christian man over 15 years ago, I would have been very upset with him because he took on and exposed the evil ways and the direction that a man named Billy Graham was heading Christians in this nation. My goodness gracious, my mother would have slapped him around if she loved Billy Graham. I would have probably jumped on his chest because Billy Graham was an earthly god to me, the closest thing to Christ that I knew of in the world. But it was because I didn't know Billy Graham. This man and his wife, and I'm talking about, some of you probably already realize, we're talking about Tex Mars and his wonderful wife, Wanda, have been in the prophetic ministry for over 19 years. Tex Mars, praise the Lord, and I want to thank him for his years in the military. He's a retired U.S. Air Force officer, has taught at the faculties of a number of universities, such as the University of Texas at Austin. His wife, Wanda Mars, held important management positions in the business world before entering the ministry. Texan Wanda founded a high-tech organization called Tech Trends, a high-tech consulting firm in Austin, Texas. They are the authors of numerous books, I think something like 20 or 25 books, if I remember correctly, Tech, something like that. And the reason I called him just the other day is because he reminded me by sending me his new book, Codex Magica, that I just received in the mail. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I've been wanting to call Tex, but what happened, folks, is I had heard, my bride and I heard, that Tex and Wanda had lost their daughter to cancer a short time ago. And we were just heartbroken because, of course, my wife Angie's going through cancer treatment right now. And we just, I didn't want to call Tex and Wanda and invite him on my show. We just left them alone and prayed for them. We would ask all of you to pray for them because that's been very recent. But Tex and Wanda go where many people don't tread, and that is anywhere fraud and corruption leads, anywhere. So I'm honored to bring this man on board tonight, and he's going to talk about a subject I've asked him to talk about because for something like 10 years now, I have watched and scratched my head wondering why the top multi-millionaire glitter bugs on religious TV are all leading us into the Catholic Church, back under the Catholic system. If you're Protestant, you were at one time under the Catholic Church. But, of course, if you're a Christian from Jesus Christ, you didn't necessarily ever have to be under the Catholic system because the Catholic system was not where Christianity came from. But anyway, I've asked Tex to come on and talk about his very important motion picture program called Vatican Rising, his VCR program called Vatican Rising, and tell us why all of the top-level Christian churches in America, it seems like, are leading the Christians underneath the Catholic Church. Very, very strange, because I told Tex that when I grew up in the 40s and 50s, I went to a Christian church, and my goodness gracious, you would never see the pastor say anything good about the Catholic Church, much less try to lead us back under the Catholic Church into the arms of the Catholic Church. So let's bring up now Tex Mars, our dear brother. And Tex, I hope you and Wanda are doing fine. We continue to pray for you and your family. And thank you for being with us tonight, Tex.
Jack, it's really my honor to be with you, and I know you've got a wonderful audience of people. I get your newsletter, the Aid and Abet newsletter, all the time, and I read it immediately when I get it. It's sort of one of those pleasurable things. You can stop work and really get a blessing from your newsletter. And thank you for all those kind words. They're probably more than I deserved, but I'm going to go ahead and take them anyway.
Okay, brother.
Officer Jack McClellan.
I could say a lot of other nice things about you, brother,
but we don't want
to spend the show on that.
But I'll tell you something. Angie is really in our prayers. You know, we have a special place because our daughter did pass away from cancer this month, and so that was a very, very deep hurt to us.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, you know, you always believe that, you know, you're going to go on, and you don't think about your children. Even though she was grown, she had so much life ahead of her, a beautiful, beautiful young angel. But nevertheless, we go with what God wants. And you know something, Jack? A lot of people say, are you depressed? Is this going to put a dent in your ministry? But you see, I believe that it's a matter of honor to my daughter. I mean, you know, we only have a short time in this world, and that's proof positive. Thank God she was a believer, as I know you and Angie are. So
yeah.
I know who in whose arms she is right now. I know she is really living an eternal life. She's a lot more happy than we are here. But I tell you what, I want to make her proud. I want to make the Lord proud. Tell the truth without favor, you know, knowing that we have many, many wonderful Catholic people listening to us, no doubt. And we want to be truthful to them and be helpful to Catholics as well as Protestants and just non-denominational people, because what's very important now, I think we're getting near the end of time here, and we have a combination of evil heading our way, and really we're immersed in this evil. So if we don't recognize it, and, you know, we were talking earlier, Benjamin Cram, the sort of nutty guy, I think, but, you know, evidently has many thousands of followers. He has an organization called Share International, one of the New Age so-called prophets. He said many years ago that the Christian church was going to change. And he said that, you know, the outside, it'll still say Presbyterian or Catholic or whatever, but inside, what they will be teaching, the pastors will be teaching a totally new doctrine. Well, we see that, especially with the Catholic Church. They even put out a new doctrine book. You know, the Catholic doctrines have changed, and this particular Cardinal Ratzinger, who's now Pope Innocent XVI, working with Pope John Paul II, gave us the new Catholic catechism in the 1990 era. So, I mean, everything is changing, but wait.
Really? Yeah.
Wait, where is this Pope taking people? Where did Pope John Paul II take folks? Because remember, there are three legs of the New World Order. There's the political. We know about that, and you've been exposing that for years.
Years.
And that has to do with the police state. It has to do with the shredding of our constitutional rights. And then we have the economics, and they can certainly bring down a nation or a home, a family, with financial bankruptcy and put us in an economic straitjacket. But I think perhaps the most dangerous is the one that kills souls, and that is the religious conspiracy. All these three are intertwined. You cannot take one from the other. And I have found the same Illuminati money men are promoting religious apostasy as are behind the political and economic realms.
Amen, brother. That's right. Yeah.
So this is where we, in a way, they expect to make even greater headway because many people do lead with their hearts, unfortunately, and they leave sort of their brains at home, and they'll do whatever their pastor or their priest tell them. And that's why, of course, we have the incredible pedophile program in the Catholic churches, because whole families were almost gave their kids over to the priest. How could a priest do something so hideous to our young son? They asked the question, but they did, and
yes,
they will, because even the Catholic authorities themselves now admit that well over half, some say up to 80% of all Catholic priests are homosexuals. I think a great number of them are pedophile perverts. So when you have people like that, and I include many of the Catholic cardinals in that rank,
what
can you have if God says these kind of people have been turned over to a reprobate mind? The entire church is going to be that way, and it has to be, Jack.
And not just the Catholic Church either, brother. Where I woke up years ago when I was running a business in Los Angeles was when my wife was assaulted by our Baptist minister that we absolutely worshipped.
Mm.
She was sexually assaulted, and it just almost destroyed my Christian faith, but somebody helped me through that, and I realized that all men are men, and there's only one God, and we have to stop deifying our ministers, regardless of what church we're in, or the leaders of these national churches, as some kind of deity, right? Right, Tex?
Well, yes, and we need to keep one thing in mind. Back during the Vietnam War era, you know, that war drug on for 12 or 13 years, Jack.
Yeah.
During that war, ministers or those who were training for the ministry got a deferment, a draft deferment.
Uh-huh.
So millions of young men did not want to go. They were draft dodgers. How did they get out of it? They just went to divinity school and let mom and pop pay for their divinity education. They were never called by God. Now they're 40s, 50 year old,
and they're actually servants
okay.
of Satan.
Hang on to that thought there. Hold on there, Tex. We'll be right back.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Dear Brother Tex Mars, this old cop and our police and military volunteers for our two police and military associations realize that so many of the people in the various mainline denominational religions are being absolutely bamboozled today. That's a term my granddad taught me. And we're being misled and misguided and misdirected by the leaders of these national organizations. And so we're going to be picking in the future. We're going to be picking on the Baptist and all the other religions, but it just so happens today you have a very important video out, Tex, Vatican Rising, that talks about particularly, in this instance, the Catholic leaders leading us into this Antichrist world government system. So just pick up where you left off, brother, and let's get into this thing.
Well, you know, you mentioned back in the 50s. In the 50s, we had a very traditional Catholic church, but it was declining in membership. To be very honest with you, Protestant evangelists down in South and Central America and around in third world countries were just chipping away and taking members away from the Catholic church. Evidently, a plan was promulgated in which the Catholic church would abandon its old traditions, and seek a new way. And thus they had what they call Vatican II. You know, Pope John the 23rd, he brought all his cardinals together. And they set up a new mass, really an entire new worship plan. And everything changed. You know, that's when the nuns began to wear, you know, regular dress. And, you know, of course, then we really found out that they were lesbians, most of them, because once they took off their habits, we said, wow, these are not really, they're still not quite women, unfortunately. But in any case, what we had then was an incredible change in the Catholic Church. Now, what was decided was that the Catholic Church would become universalist. And so eventually we have had edicts from the Pope in which he has declared over and over that no matter what religion you are, whether it's Hindu, Buddhist, Voodoo, Santeria, African tribal witch doctors, Islam, or Judaism, you do not need Jesus Christ as Lord.
That is absolutely incredible, brother. Just incredible.
Absolutely. And, of course, now, the incredible, the most incredible thing about this is, though, the more the Pope, and Pope John Paul II really, really amplified this, the more he went to these false religions, the more the Protestants abandoned their Protestantism and went into the Catholic fold. Now, these many of them still claim, oh, I'm non-denominational, but, for example, Benny Hinn, you know, who's a charismatic faith healer.
Sure.
He went to visit the Pope in Rome, and he came back just brimming with joy, and he told Paul Crouch on TBN, he says that meeting the Pope was the happiest day of his entire life.
My goodness.
Billy Graham came back, and he said on the Larry King show, he said, and he actually repeated it half a dozen times, he called the Pope, quote, the world's greatest religious leader. We have George W. Bush, who claims to be a Methodist or something. Nobody really knows, right, exactly what Georgie is. But Georgie says that the Pope, Pope John Paul II, was the moral voice of the whole world. Jack Van Impe, who used to be a Baptist, but now says, I've thrown all that stuff out. I'm no longer a Protestant. Jack Van Impe and his wife Rex Zella on TBN, he says the Pope is the, not just A, but he said that the Pope is the last day's prophet.
So, absolutely incredible.
Chuck Colson wrote a book called The Body. It was actually, most of these people, by the way, all these celebrity Christians, they don't really write books.
No.
They're just fakers, and they have ghostwriters. And I know all of their ghostwriters, Pat Robertson, James Dobson, particularly people like Billy Graham. I don't think Billy Graham can write a good literate sentence, and everybody knows that he's ever worked for him. He never writes any of his own books. In fact, Oliver North, Jerry Falwell, Billy Graham, all have ghostwriters, and guess who one of their main ghostwriters is?
Isn't he a homosexual?
He's a homosexual named Mel White. He wrote all these best-selling books for these guys. But
my goodness.
Chuck Colson, his books are written by Catholics and others, but Colson in his book says that Martin Luther made a mistake. He says, well, really, there wasn't anything wrong with the Catholic Church. Let's all get together and become one.
Wow.
And by the way, he's married to a Catholic, too, who's very
faithful. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so,
well, the world religion, is coming, brother, the one world religion, isn't it?
It is, because what we have is all of these ex-Protestants joining hands with the Pope. And meanwhile, where is the Pope taking them? You know, I've exposed the Pope, and one Catholic lady came up to me at a conference, Jack, and she said, you know, I know what you're saying, but, you know, as a Catholic, I just love Pope John Paul II. And I said, so you're holding hands with him no matter what he does? She says, I'm afraid so. I said, well, how long are you going to hold hands? She said, well, if he led me right to the gates of hell, I would not go in. And I said, but if you go with him that far, he'll just drag you right on over.
That's right. It's too late then.
Too late.
Okay, brother, hang in there. We'll be right back after these important messages. We're at the bottom of the hour, folks. This is a great time to get your pencils and papers. You're going to want to have them in the minutes ahead of you. So stay tuned for more of the program. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. On, we have Tex Mars on with us. And Tex, I want to ask you, if all of these multi-million-dollar glitter bugs on television is telling us we don't need Jesus Christ today, and the Pope's telling us we don't need Jesus Christ today because you can be of any of these religions you want to be, where are they leading us, brother, if they're not leading us to Jesus Christ? If people read the Holy Bible themselves, if their priest will let them, or if they don't continue to pay somebody to read it for them, but actually read it themselves, text, it tells you that there's no way to get to heaven but through Jesus Christ. So what's going on here, text?
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, this is the deceit. You know, Jesus said if it were possible in the last days, even the very elect would be deceived. If it were possible, that means there will only be a few. Jesus also said, rhetorically perhaps, but he said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on planet Earth? So I believe now we have what has been called the strong delusion that the Apostle Paul warned about, so that people, he said, would believe the lie and be damned. Now, you see, here's it's a two-step process. You must first convince people that it doesn't matter what God they serve, because, you know, they're all the same. All the, you know, the Hindus have 2 million gods and goddesses, but they're all just the same. It doesn't matter if you believe in Allah and Muhammad and the Islamic faith. It's all the same. It doesn't matter if the Jews say that Jesus was a bastard born to a whore, Mary, in their holy book, the Talmud. That's grotesque. They do say that, in fact.
They do, yeah.
They say horrible things in Judaism. That's why Jesus said that that the rabbis and those in the Pharisaic Jewish faith would encompass the whole world for one disciple and then make him twice the devil they were. But now, though, that's politically incorrect to say that about Jews or Muslims. I mean, after all, our president says that Islam is a religion of peace. And it's just a few that have hijacked it. And, you know, at the White House, and I think it's very significant right now, Jack, we had during the Ramadan period, the high holy day of the Muslims, they had a Ramadan festival inside the White House attended by the president and Laura Bush. When the Hindus, their Dwahili, one of their holy days, there was a White House commemoration. They even had a coin made up and gave out commemorating the White House celebration. I understand, I was just on TV last night, President Bush lighting the candles, and they had a Jewish Hanukkah celebration.
Uh-huh.
But now listen to this. They just put out the traditional White House Christmas card. But they didn't want to offend anybody. And it was sent out from the White House to 1.4 million people, I guess all of his pals and such. I'm sure Jerry Falwell and Dobson and all the rest of them got theirs.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
But wait, it's not a Christmas card. They didn't want to offend anybody. It's holiday card.
Huh.
They said Christmas might offend people.
Yeah.
So they just want to do a holiday card. And, you know, you can't talk about the Christmas tree. It's the season tree or the holiday tree.
Yeah.
That's on the White House lawn. So, you know, it's George Bush basically is saying, you know, to blazes with Christianity, but I'm going to honor all these other religions. And this is a very strange situation we find ourselves in, but I don't think that it's by accident. Now, here's a two-step process. Once man honors no God, but considers there could be millions of God, then he will begin to say, you know, I believe I'm a God. I'm a God.
Many people say that right
now. Look how wise I am. Look how intelligent. I mean, we got all this technology and everything, and I'm a God. I'm so all-knowing and wise. And this is exactly what the Bible says. The lie that was in the Garden of Eden has come back again so that people believe they're a God. And that's why we now have hundreds of Bible translations, and people are abandoning the King James Bible. The newest thing I understand is that there's a Bible coming out called the Transparent Bible. You can believe that, the Transparent.
The Transparent.
Yeah, and there's many, but this one is going to take out everywhere where it says the Jews did such and such.
Uh-huh. Just take it out.
You know,
rip
like the
it,
Jews,
rip it out of there.
Yeah, before Pilate, you know, the Jews cried out, "Crucify him." Oh, no, that's terrible. We can't blame that on the Jews, even if the Bible says it. We've got to just change the Bible, and then no one else will ever have to read that horrible hatred and bigotry again.
Right.
And there are a number of Jewish groups that are pushing Christians to do this. Meanwhile, Reverend Moon, Sun Myung Moon of the Moonies, has convinced hundreds of pastors to take the cross down off of churches, because people driving by the freeway and seeing a Christian church there off the freeway with a cross on it, that offends Muslims, Jews, Hindus, and many pastors are going along with it. Now you say, well, who would believe Reverend Moon? Hey, wait. Reverend Moon actually was coronated as the Messiah for the whole world, and the coronation was held in the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. last year. Now, if you don't believe me...
I remember that.
I actually have the ceremony, in one of my videos, Jack, called Tower of Infamy.
Uh-huh.
And there were hundreds of Christian pastors and ministry leaders there. The year in 2001, Reverend Moon had a big interfaith conference, and everybody was there, from the head of the Southern Baptist Convention to Presbyterians, Methodists, Paul Crouch, Pat Boone. They were all there, and they gave a Family Virtues Award to Reverend Moon. Now, since Reverend Moon,
wow.
since Reverend Moon said Jesus failed in his mission, and I'm the real Messiah, this is just an astonishing thing.
That's astonishing, brother.
All those people sit there.
Yeah.
And by the way, Jerry Falwell was given $1 million honorarium to fly to Seoul, Korea, for a banquet for Reverend Moon. Well, I tell you, I would not take $100 million to go and honor Reverend Moon.
No, he's one of the 20th century, now 21st century antichrists out there, and so.
But
we better be very careful, brother, who we associate ourselves with, because God takes good notes.
Now, Tim LaHaye, before he made so much money with his ghost-written books, actually, they're really not ghost-written books. The other guy, Jerry Jenkins, actually wrote them. And so they have both their names on it. I give him that credit. Jenkins wrote the book, as far as I know, but Tim LaHaye had the name, so he gets half the money at least.
Yeah.
But all of those left behind books. But Tim LaHaye, before that, he and his wife, Bev, evidently needed some money, so who did they go to? Bo Pock, the lieutenant for Reverend Moon, who gave him tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, yes.
And he's not the only one. Jerry Falwell accepted several $1 million from Reverend Moon for Liberty University.
Uh-huh.
So we have a corrupting of the by the way, Robert Shuler and all the others that went to the moon thing were given, Bev LaHaye was given honorariums like $50,000 to $100,000.
Yeah.
Jack, all you have to do is show up, eat a good meal, sit there and listen to them as they say nice things about Reverend Moon. They'll give you $50,000 or $100,000.
My goodness, I'll tell you, brother. Well, listen, one thing I want you to do here, and we're slowly running out of time, or fast running out of time, is get into the Vatican Rising film, because you list there about the Pope going to worship in some of the most demonic places and actually celebrating with these demonic, demon-possessed people. Would you get into that a little bit, Tex?
Absolutely.
And saying that they don't need Jesus Christ is incredible.
Oh, yeah. In Vatican Rising, my video, and also even more so in a video called Is the Pope Catholic?
Oh, yeah.
Which is sort of an interesting title. I actually show the Pope, first of all, you will see him bow down in Bangkok. In a visit, he bowed before the throne of Buddhism's chief monk, giving the Buddhism the air of primacy. Then the Pope, in 1986, he began a real campaign to bring all the religions together. They met in Assisi, Italy, and there you had snake handlers from Togo. You had Santeria and voodoo people. You had witches. You had Native American Indian witch doctors. And you had Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all. They all got in a circle and prayed together to the one God.
Whoa, that's
an amazing thing, isn't it? Now, here's some more. When he went to India, I actually have the transcript of the speech he gave. And he told the people of India they do not need Jesus. They should listen to their own sages. In other words, the gurus.
Yeah.
And then a priestess of Kali, a Hindu priestess of Kali, the goddess, got up, and I have a picture of it on the front of the video, and she took these ashes and she put them on his forehead, giving him the mark of Shiva. Like the mark of the beast on his forehead.
This is demonic, man. Absolutely demonic.
Then he kneeled.
Oh, my goodness.
Then he went to the gravesite in a cemetery of India's famous guru, Mahatma Gandhi, and he prayed to the spirit of Gandhi. But before we knock him too much, Ed Young, president of the Southern Baptist Convention, recently, right after Katrina, met at an interfaith group and was quoting Gandhi as if he was a Christian. So this thing has gotten out of hand with everybody.
Incredible.
Now,
man.
Here's an interesting thing. Pope John Paul II went to the Synagogue of Rome, one of the world's greatest synagogues, and there he met with all the Jewish leaders, and he gave a talk in which he declared that Jews are the elder brothers of Christianity, of Christians, that they have their own covenant, and that the age of proselytizing was over.
Hmm.
Now, this is an astonishing thing, of
course. That's incredible. In other words, we're not supposed to try to bring Jews to Jesus anymore, is what you're saying.
That's right. Now, Billy Graham caught on to this. You see, the Pope says that they all, if you're honest to your religion, whatever it is, and by the way, he went to Benin, Africa, and he bowed down and knelt and prayed with the voodooan priest before the sacred tent, and they had a python snake, and they said the spirit of their god went into the snake, and that...
Very true.
Yeah, exactly.
Their god.
That one.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that one. And through a smoke and ashes ceremony, they were able to lure the snake out of the tent. And then the voodooan priest turned to Pope John Paul II, and according to the press, he actually said to the Pope, "I had never seen God until this day, but now I have looked on the face of the Pope, and I have seen God." The Pope did not rebuke him for saying that. Well, after you've just knelt and prayed to a serpent god, why would you rebuke somebody for calling you God?
Right, yeah.
Now, Billy Graham then, taking up the banner for the Pope, went on Robert Shuler's Hour of Power from the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. I have the video on this and a transcript. And he told Shuler that he agreed with the Pope of Rome that those of other religions already have, even if they've never heard the name of Jesus, even if they've never read the Bible, Billy Graham said, "I believe they already have Jesus inside of them, and they just don't know it, and they will be in heaven with us."
Now, my goodness.
It's just an astonishing thing that we've got here going on. And so, basically, the Protestant movement is dead, except for just a few real Bible believers, Jack.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I believe you cannot kill off the Church of Jesus Christ, but what I would call the establishment has gone into the fold of Catholicism.
Yeah.
Now, Jerry Falwell.
Well, what is worse, brother, is this is leading them into this Antichrist world beast religion, and that's exactly what the Holy Scripture says. So how can they do this, brother, when they've read the words themselves, I assume, and lead us into this beast system? It's just beyond me. They can't be. Can they even be Christians, brother, and do this? I mean, it's incredible. I don't want to decide for them if they're Christian or not, but I can't imagine that they've read the Holy Scriptures, leading us under the Pope, and the Pope is leading us into this Antichrist beast system where Lucifer's in charge. It's beyond me. I don't know what to say, Tex. Go right ahead, brother.
Well, Jack, I think you're right. We can safely say, because of the Word of God, you see, the Word of God itself gives you, it tells you exactly what will be the doctrine of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ said, "My doctrine is not my own, but it comes from the Father." And he says, "If you believe in my doctrine, you will believe in me." Now, the interesting thing about it then is if you don't believe in his doctrine, you don't believe in Jesus. No matter what you protest, you don't believe in him. So we have a situation in which we have many tens of thousands of so-called pastors and Christian ministry leaders who don't believe in even the basics of the cross and the faith.
But obviously,
the reason they don't leave the fold of Christianity is because it is lucrative for them.
Big bucks.
It's big bucks for these celebrities.
who, as I said, don't even write their books. Their books are automatic bestsellers. They don't even write them. They don't even know what's in them.
Millions and millions of dollars they bring in, yes.
And so, of course, I'm sure the Pope doesn't write his either, but that's another story.
That's true.
But what we have here is just an incredible situation, and all of the world's religions are becoming as one. So you have things such as a Baptist university in North Carolina. Jesse Helms invited the Dalai Lama of Tibetan Buddhism, who calls himself a God-man, to be one of the speakers at a Baptist university.
Yes.
He goes on and on.
My goodness, brother. Hey, we're in deep kimchi, as they say in the Middle East, brother.
That's right.
Oh, we are. We'll be right back, folks, and close out the program. Now you need your pencils and papers, because you've got to get some of this fact and documentation about what we're talking about tonight from Tex Mars. So stay tuned. We'll be right back and give out that information.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As you can tell, folks, the listeners out there, Tex, most of them understand that when they hear us talking about these things, that this is the most important conspiracy of all, the one that can rob you of your soul and your faith. And so, brother, please give us the contact information. The two films that Angie and I are waiting, you're going to send to us here, is The Pope Catholic and Vatican Rising, are two
films that I think should be handed out to relatives and friends so that we can start awakening to this incredible conspiracy that can truly rob our loved ones and ourselves of our faith and our actual souls in this case. Go right ahead, brother.
Well, Jack, you know, both of these have their documentaries, and so you're going to see actual moving pictures. You're going to see photographs of everything that we've talked about on this program. So there will be no question in anybody's mind. The first video is the Pope Catholic, Shocking New Revelations. And the second one is called Vatican Rising, The Subduction of Christianity. And these two videos, of course, people can go to powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com, and order them on our website. Or they can call during the workday. So please wait, you know, till 8:30 Central Time tomorrow or so. But all day long we'll be there, and simply call and ask for these videos at toll-free number 1-800-234-9673, 1-800-234-9673. Now, if they don't have the money to buy these, or they're thinking about it but they're not sure, folks can still call that number and ask for our free, absolutely free newsletter. Just call and say, hey, I'd like Tex Moore's monthly newsletter. Power of Prophecy, we'll send them a sample copy. This month I do talk about my book, Codex Magica,
the new one.
Mysterious Signs and Hidden Code of the Illuminati. It's a shocking book, but they'll see some information about that. But every month we have a new topic in our newsletter, and we'll be glad to give them that without charge. And, you know, we don't take down phone numbers and then try to call them back or anything.
No, brother,
I know
that.
We treat people
with
courtesy, and we'll be glad to send it to them. No charge whatsoever, no questions asked.
Well, I would say, brother, that there's no more important topic we could talk about today in this time in history, because truly we are all in these mainline religions and cults today are being led into this demonic system, and 99% of us don't even know that, brother. So that phone number again is 1-800-234-9673. Is that right?
That's right. And
okay.
People have to remember, all of these things, I believe, Jack, are part of Bible prophecy.
They truly are.
The Lord said these would happen. There will be a false prophet and an antichrist and those things in the last days, and an incredible false doctrine. So we're not surprised about them. We're sort of heartbroken that they're occurring in our generation. But now's the time for us to stick together as true Christian believers.
Amen, brother. I'll tell you, amen. Now, folks, please go to his website, too. It's a powerful website, and he's got so much important information there, folks. www.powerofprophecy, one word, powerofprophecy.com. And, Brother Tex, I want you to tell Wanda we love her and we love you, brother, and appreciate so much for what you've done for our nation and the world by exposing these things at this time in history. And we just ask the Lord to be with you and Wanda, that you will continue to be his disciples, okay?
Hey, thank you, Jack, and all the best to you, and our prayers to Angie.
Thank you so much, brother. Lord bless
friend.
You real good, and we'll
God
talk to you next week. We want to have you on talking about your new book, okay?
All right, we'll do
all
it.
Right, brother. Lord
all
bless
right,
you.
Friend.
Take care now. Well, folks, wow, I'll tell you, there's a lot of things going on out there that we still need to learn about, folks, including this old cop myself. So let's keep digging in into the facts and evidence and proving these things. That's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing
to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.